This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new report from a commission overseeing state air officials confirms the Front Range had a record summer of unhealthy levels of ozone, the worst since at least the 1990s. The findings have led some to ask whether the state could do more to reduce air pollution. Ideas include free public transit on hot days or banning gas-powered lawn equipment. State regulators have not endorsed any of those suggestions and say any new policies would require additional funding. Pueblo is paying thousands of children $100 for reading. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports the Reading Pays program is funded using federal COVID relief dollars.
To get the $100, the kids had to read 10 books and produce a drawing, video, or written report about one of them. District literacy coach Abby Spillman says she's happy that monetary incentive got them reading more.
If that's what it takes to start with, and then they mature into realizing, hey, reading is just something that I need to be successful.
Initially, organizers noticed that kids from less affluent neighborhoods were having trouble completing the program. So they worked with schools in those areas and raised the percentage of children earning the reward. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Bears, deer, raccoons, and other Colorado wild animals are using the underpasses built for wildlife along I-25, at least according to video from the State Wildlife Service. 5 years ago, Colorado Parks and Wildlife and the state's Department of Transportation planned a wildlife mitigation system along the 18-mile stretch south of Castle Rock to Monument. The four underpasses are almost complete and are expected to reduce car accidents with animals. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Castle Rock right now, it is 61 degrees with a few clouds. Otherwise, it should be a mostly sunny afternoon. Tonight, the low will go down to 41 degrees.